In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. The readings of the first Sunday of Kiyak. Before we start, there is a possibility for grades 2 to 7 to give confessions to Abuna Bersum inside now, for those who are ready for confession. On the first Sunday of Kiyak, the Church prepares us for the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we heard now the Annunciation of the birth of Saint John the Baptist, the son of Zacharias and Elizabeth. And although Zacharias and Elizabeth lived during the era of the King Herod, who was very wicked and bad man, but the Bible witnesses that they both were righteous. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. This is the first lesson that we can learn today. Although the people of man live among secular world and among people who are very far from God sometimes, not only in faith but also in behavior, but still the people of God can live a righteous life and a good life. And the light of the candle becomes more strong, or stronger and more when the darkness spread away. The people of God is the light of the world. And those who carry the name of the Lord Jesus Christ do not look around them. Do not look around the bad world. The pure youth and the pure young girl always, they don't look at the youth around them with their bad behavior, but they look up, asking the Lord to give them purity and to give them holy life. That's why even Herod was very evil, as we will know from the gospel later, that he killed his brother and took his wife as a wife for him. But Zacharias and Elizabeth were there. Please be even a candle among the darkness. Lesson number 2. It's not essential that the righteous people live without problems. Because the Lord did not promise us to live a simple life without problems, without crosses, without tribulations, without difficulties. And although Zacharias and Elizabeth were both righteous and they were good family, but they had cross. And they lived with this cross years and years. Elizabeth was old, and her husband as well, and she was barren. She did not have any hope. Of giving birth to children. But they did not live their righteous life. They did not complain against God because they did not have children. On the contrary, they were both righteous people, and they used to pray and pray and pray unceasingly. Elizabeth was asking the Lord to give her a son. She did not look at herself as barren woman or old woman, or her husband very old, but she looked at God, who can do everything, even the impossible things. What is impossible for God, for men, is possible for God. This is the second lesson. Do not complain when you have some difficulties in your life. But on the contrary, pray and pray and ask the Lord to help you to carry the cross with you. And He will do. Number three, John the forerunner. Why do we call him forerunner? Because he preceded our Lord Jesus Christ. And here is a question. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. Does he need someone to prepare the way for him? Did he need a prophet, a strong prophet, like John the Baptist, the forerunner, to awake the people from their slumber spiritually and warn them, preparing them for God? I say yes. Not because the Lord is not able to do that, but because we need warning. Sometimes we need a strong word to awake us. Sometimes we are drowning in the stuff of the world, in the businesses of the world, and pleasures of this world, not aware of our salvation. So we do need John the Baptist, strong man, to say, awake, be alert. That's why, even before Elizabeth conceived with John the Baptist, his name was determined by God, John. And John means God is compassionate and merciful. Allah Hanan, Yohanna. Not only his name, but also his mission, his message, his service. Look at what the angel said to Zacharias. You shall call his name John. That's okay. What else? You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. Number two. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. Number three. And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. Number four. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number five. And this is the ultimate. This is the top. No one in the whole world received the Holy Spirit before his birth except John the Baptist. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. And we will hear it after 2 weeks from today during the visit of St. Mary to Elizabeth, the woman who was barren, and she was 6 months pregnant at that time. Even from his mother's womb. This is number five. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. Number six. He will also be before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Number seven. Seven duties were planned in the life of St. John the Baptist before his mother conceived with him. Look, when we read something like that, we say, what a prophet, what a strong man. How long did it take from him to have these seven great opportunities? 6 months. When he appeared to the children of Israel, he preceded the Lord Jesus Christ with 6 months. And this was the difference in age between the birth of John the Baptist and the incarnation and birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Christmas. During these 6 months, he baptized many of the children of Israel. And his baptism was the baptism of repentance. And this is the last point of today. How do we prepare ourselves for the entrance of our Lord Jesus Christ in us? By repentance. And repentance here, as we always say, is not just words we say to the priest or the confession father. Repentance means metanoia. Metanoia means changing of path, or changing of way, or changing of character. Repentance means to change. If I want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in my life, if I want the Holy Spirit to work in me, I need John the Baptist in my heart. I need him. And every one of us needs John the Baptist in his heart to say, don't do that. Don't do that. The axe will be put on the root of the tree now. Every tree which bears fruits will be left. If any tree does not bear fruit, it will be cut. We need sometimes strong word to awake us. And this is John the Baptist. And it's something surprise. John means God is compassionate and merciful. And at the same time, his mission was very strong and tough. I mean very tough. How come that a man may call the people, say, oh, children of vipers, and they did not complain against him? Their hearts were moved towards the Lord, and many came to him to the Jordan River and were baptized in the baptism of repentance. So the message of today through John the Baptist is we are now preparing ourselves to receive the incarnate God. That's why we fast now the Advent. We need to repent. We need to feedback ourselves. We need to have a chance with ourselves saying where we are. How can we receive the Word of God incarnate, the Spirit of God dwelling in our hearts, and the Spirit of God working in our lives for the sake of our salvation and to inherit the kingdom of heavens. النهارده احبائي الحد الاول من شهر كياك والقرايات كلها بتتكلم عن الاستعداد بقى لكلمه ربنا اللي جاي. واول حد بتيجي بشرط ميلاد يوحنا المعمدان اللي راحت على يد جبرائيل رئيس الملائكه لزكريا الكاهن. وزي ما قلنا كم نقطه كده، الايام اللي اتولد فيها المسيح واللي اتولد فيها يوحنا واللي اتوجد فيها زكريا واليصابات كان فيه ناس كتير بعيد عن ربنا كتير جدا. حتى الملك هيرودس نفسه كان انسان شرير، اتجوز كذا مره وقتل اخوه، اتجوز مراته هيروديه. يوم ربنا يبعت يوحنا المعمدان عشان ينذر هيرودس، عشان هيرودس ما يبقالوش حج. لكن في ايام هيرودس كان موجود زكريا واليصابات، في ايام هيرودس كان موجود سمعان الشيخ، في ايام هيرودس كان موجود حنة النبيه اللي اتجوزت 7 سنين وترملت 84 سنه، في ايام هيرودس كان موجود يوسف الرامي، في ايام هيرودس كان موجود نيقوديموس، في ايام هيرودس كان موجود ناس كتير حلوه وناس اكتر عايزه تبقى حلوه بس عايزه زقه، وكانت الزقه دي هي يوحنا المعمدان. عشان كده احبائي درس المهم اللي نتعلمه النهارده، اوعى حد فينا يقول احنا نشكر الله احنا فين والناس اللي عايشين حوالينا فين. نشكر الله، الحمد لله، جميل انك تقول كده، لكن اجمل انك تقول انا ما انا ولكن نعمه الله التي معي. وما تقولش ان الدنيا اللي حواليك كلها فيها شر، صلي من اجل الاشرار. المسيح بعت يوحنا المعمدان عشان يهيئ القلوب، يوضب القلوب، عشان يصحي النايم، عشان يفوق الغفلان، وعشان يقول عنه الملاك، يقول يتقدم امام الله بروح إلي وقوته ليرد قلوب الاباء الى الابناء والعصاة الى فكر الابرار، لكي يهيئ للرب شعبا مبررا. كان موجود زكريا والصبات البارين امام الله سالكين في جميع وصايا الرب واحكامه بلا لوم. نمره 2، دول كانوا ابرار وسالكين لكن عندهم مشكله. طب يعني اول ما واحد فينا يبقى كده علاقته كده حلوه مع ربنا تيجي مشكله يقول له ليه بقى احنا كويسين، ليه بقى كده احنا ماشيين كويس، عايزين ولادنا ينجحوا ومش عايزين حد يعيا، وعايزين ولادنا يلاقوا مش عارف ايه، ولما يكبروا يلاقوا جوازه كويسه وشغله كويسه وبيت كويس وعربيه كويسه حياه كويسه، ومش عايزين مشاكل، مش عايزين حد يعكسهم، مش عايز حد يضايقهم، مش عايزين حد يضطهدهم. ما تقولش كده، ولاد ربنا لازم يشيلوا مع المسيح الصليب. وهو قال لو حد عايز يبقى تلميذ ليا يحمل صليبه ويتبعني. ودول كان عندهم صليب ان اليصابات عاقر وكبرت، وزكريا كمان كبر، ناس غيرهم يقولوا له كده برضه، ده الست اللي ما كانتش تخلف في العهد القديم كانت تبقى معيره جدا، ليه؟ لأن كل واحدة ست يهودية كان نفسها أن المسيح يجي منها، فلما ما تخلفش يبقى استمرار النسل مش ماشي، يبقى مش جاي منها من نسلها المسيح، سواء هي الأم أو جدة أو جدة جدة أو بعدها بمئة سنة مئتين سنة يبقى اسمها جاي من نسلها. فلما ما جاتش ما تجيش من تبقى عاقر وما تجيبش تبقى دي معيرة. دلوقتي في العهد الجديد ما عندناش الحكاية دي الحمد لله، شكر ربنا عندنا أمنا الكبيرة المعمودية كلنا بنتولد منها، مفيش مشكلة. لكن زمان كانت مشكلة، ولذلك يقول إن اليسابات كانت معيرة من النساء، كانت زعلانة جدا، ولكن مع ذلك ما سابوش برهم، ما سابوش سلوكهم مع الله بلا لوم، كانوا عايشين مع ربنا. وكان زكريا مستمر في خدمته ودخل في مذبح البخور ليقدم البخور في يوم القرعة بتاعته. درس جميل لينا نحن نحمل الصليب بفرح، ومش كل ما يحصل حاجة نحتج على ربنا ونقول ليه كده، مش لازم تاخد بالك مننا، ليه تعمل كده وتسمح لنا بحاجة زي كده ليه. الدرس الثالث ان الله بيوضب كل الامور بطريقة في منتهى الجمال تفوق ادراك البشر، تفوق ادراكنا ومفهومنا. يختار اسم يوحنا المعمدان ويختار له السبع حاجات اللي احنا قلناها اللي اهمها انه بيعد الطريق امام الرب، اختاره من قبل ما امه تحبل بيه. اطمن بقى ربنا موضب لك كل حاجه، انت ابن ربنا من قبل ما تتولد وهو موضب لك حياتك، امشي معاه سلم له حياتك. مسيح بيحبنا قوي يا احبائي، صدقوني مسيح بيحبنا جدا، ولازم ندرك محبه المسيح. احنا مش جايين بس اهو عشان نبقى مسيحيين وتعمدنا ونحضر القداس ونقدر انجيل، لا، لازم اشعر واتاكد واعيش واتمتع بمحبه ربنا يسوع المسيح. كل اللي عمله عشاننا عشان بيحبنا، كله جاب يوحنا المعمدان عشان يوضب اليهود ويتوب اليهود ويهيئ اليهود، يقوم لما يجي المسيح يقولوا هو ده المسيح المنتظر. وفعلا المسيح كمل رسالته للنهاية ومات وقام وصعد وبعت روحه وسكن روحه جوه قلبنا عشان يقول أنا بحبكم من كل قلبي. ولكن أحبائي الكلمة الأخيرة، هل كل واحد فينا محتاج يوحنا المعمدان؟ أيوة محتاج. ساعات بننام على روحنا، ساعات بنكسل في الصلاة، ساعات بنكسل في الإنجيل، ساعات بنكسل في التوبة، ساعات بنكسل في الاعتراف، ساعات بنكسل في الخدمة، ساعات بنكسل في العشور، ساعات بنكسل في اقتناء الفضائل. محتاجين يوحنا من جوا يقول اصحى اصحى، روح القدس جواك. لو جالك يوحنا يقول لك فوق، ما تزعلش منه، ما تزعلش منه. عشان كده ربنا يسوع لما اتكلم في العهد الجديد عن الروح القدس، بقى في العهد القديم كان يوحنا يبكت يوضب السكة، لكن في العهد الجديد يقول متى جاء ذلك اللي هو الروح القدس فهو يبكت العالم، يبكت العالم على بر وعلى خطية وعلى دينونة. عشان كده أحبائي احنا عايزين نوضب نفسنا عشان نستقبل المسيح في الكريسماس كده وقلوبنا نقية طاهرة. لو في قلبك حاجة طهرها، لو في خطية كده زن عليك قول له يا رب حارب معايا ساعدني عشان اخلص منها. لو في فضيلة مش قادر تقتنيها وعايز تقتنيها قول له يا رب ساعدني عشان اقتني الفضيلة دي، فضيلة المحبة، فضيلة الوداعة، فضيلة طول الأناة، فضيلة اللطف، فضيلة الفرح، فضيلة السلام، كلها ثمار بيديها لنا الروح القدس. بس محتاجين أحبائي إن احنا من جوانا لو يوحنا المعمدان وشوش ودنا وقال أنت غلط قول له حاضر، تروحش الحتة دي قول له حاضر، تقولش دي قول له حاضر، اعمل دي قول له حاضر. يا ريتنا أحبائي زي ما قال مع الملاك النهاردة لزكريا إنه هو عايز الناس تبقى تبقى تسمع صوت ربنا. عايز الناس تسمع صوت ربنا. يقول لي يرد قلوب الآباء إلى الأبناء والعصاة إلى فكر الأبرار بأنهم يبقوا إيه؟ مش عصاة ولكن يكونوا مطيعين. ربنا يدينا طاعة وصيته وإنجيله ونتمتع بخلاصه ونتمتع بحبه مش بس على الأرض ولكن في السماء. له المجد في كنيسته من الآن ولا الأبد. أمين.
تنام في شريط اسمه اسلام غابريل في أنجلوس جشريك خاريتو مني أوكيريوس متاسو أدفي فايتتي أونيوس تيوتو كوسنسيوني بن ماتيو choice ere e volet cane novi nane bon noti ki salam ma gabri il al malak salam mulak ya mumtali'a nama ar rab ma aki min ajli hadha numajiduk كوالدة الإله كل حين اسألي الرب عنا ليغفر لنا خطايانا. We send unto you greetings with Gabriel the Archangel saying hail to you all full of grace the
And so for Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, chenomethmi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light, light, true God, true God, begotten, not created, one is with the Father, by whom all things were made. Who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, conquered his ascend to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, life giver, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age.
Ευπρόσευ Κύστα σίτε
και το πνεύμα